Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org, which means it's Take Control Tuesday. Now, Mansa, we have been watching on the news about this big, huge Equifax credit data breach, and so many people are affected by it. I mean, just about everybody who's over 18. What can we do to make things a little bit better about this?
You're right. 70% of credit-eligible Americans' data files were compromised, so it affects practically everyone. The first thing we want to tell people to do is go to MoneySmartLife.org. That's where we have a blog post on this that has all the links you can follow and strategies we're about to go over. You can find us on Facebook, too. So that's MoneySmartLife.org. Just click on the credit report episode button, and it'll take you right there. And here's the other thing. This happened in 2017. Equifax just changed the rules on how you can apply and how you got to verify your claim. And that deadline is October 15th. So what people want to do is the first thing you want to do is check to see if you were affected. There's a link on the blog post. You click that. You put it in the last six of your social. Find out if you were affected. If you were affected, then make your claim. Links are right there.
Okay.
Step two, check your credit report from all three major credit bureaus to see if there have been any changes since your file's been compromised. Number three, check your credit card statements to see if there's any charges or payments. Be especially careful right now because, once again, of the exposure. And the next thing you can do is change all your passwords. Update your passwords. Use the latest cybersecurity best practices. We have a link on the blog post that can take you right to those. But make yourself more secure in this era of cybersecurity vulnerability. There's some other things you can do as well. Number one, you can get credit monitoring as part of the data breach settlement. So if you were affected, you can actually get free credit monitoring for up to 6 years. Once again, go to the blog post for the details on that. Number two, place a fraud alert on your credit file. And that will make anybody that applies for credit, the creditor has to go through extra steps to verify your identity. If you contact one bureau and request a fraud alert, they contact the other two bureaus, and therefore you'll have a fraud alert on all three of your credit bureau data files. And once again, check the blog for details on that because there are limits on that. The final thing you can do is consider a credit freeze. If you put a credit freeze on your account, you just totally lock down your credit file and nobody can get it without your express written permission. So that's what we want to encourage people to do. The data breach was huge. Everybody was affected, or practically everyone. And hey, oh, by the way, check your kids' social security numbers too. You'd be surprised what identity thieves, how creative they are.
Absolutely. I've seen it happen in my own life.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Mansa. I appreciate the information. Very, very important. Again, you can go to the website for all that information. It's moneysmartlife.org, and it will be on my website shortly as well, confessionsofagospeldj.com.
And Facebook as well.
That's right. Go to moneysmartlife.org.
Randy, we want to encourage people, especially on this one, to share this link. Because, once again, 70% of people were affected. So they should share our links so their friends and family can be protected as well.